If you were in Waikiki this weekend, you may have seen thousands of people take part in the Aloha Aina Unity March. It was an opportunity to draw attention to the conflict at the Mauna over the 30-meter telescope. This morning, HPR reporter Kuve Hirishi joins us to talk about the Mauna. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So got to speak to some folks on the decommissioning process, which, as we know, has repeatedly come up in most recently Mayor Kim, Harry Kim's plan on a path forward for Mauna Kea, but is also touted by a lot of supporters of the 30-meter telescope as sort of this olive branch, this, you know, thing that we're doing to kind of convince critics that better management is yet to come for the mountain. So right now there is currently one telescope, the Caltech Submillimeter Observatory, which is already offline. It is in the decommissioning process, but that has been going on for about 4 years now. And for folks up on the mountain and those on the Office of Mauna Kea Management Board, this is a new process for all of us. This is the first time we're decommissioning such a big telescope up on Mauna Kea, and we want to do it in a right way, is what they're saying. So I got to speak to Doug Simons. He's the director for the Canada-France Hawaii Telescope, but also on the Office of Mauna Kea Management Board. So he's kind of been looking through this process as it's developed over the years. So right now, 13 telescopes on Mauna Kea, one currently being decommissioned, that's CSO, and then Hokukea, another telescope, which is in the process of decommissioning, or has been listed, I guess, as on being on the decommissioning list. This was a telescope that UH owns itself and was an educational telescope for students to use, but it never really got off the ground. There were a lot of sort of technical difficulties that occurred throughout that process. So when Governor, if everyone remembers, Governor David Ige back in 2015, after the first round of protests, had laid out this 10-point plan saying we're going to reduce the presence of telescopes by 25% on Mauna Kea. Hokukea was sort of offered up as another telescope in this list of five that are looking to be decommissioned. So earlier this year, University of Hawaii announced the third telescope in that short list, and it's the UKIRT. And Doug Simons in this interview has sort of talks about how these telescopes aren't necessarily obsolete in terms of technology. They're not, it's not like they're not producing science aside from CSO and Hokukea. The other telescopes that are on Mauna Kea are working and are employing people, but you know, another three will be decommissioned under Governor Ige's plan to allow for TMT to be constructed. Here's Doug Simons.
UH announced earlier this year about UKIRT being on that short list. So it's a shame because UKIRT, I just got a chart the other day, it's within, I think, number four in the world right now in terms of science impact with the research being done there. My own sense is that as long as they're doing world-class research, they're state-of-the-art facilities, they're well-funded, got, you know, good staffing and contributing to the community in various ways, they should be allowed to operate. And they've got subleases to that effect.
That's right. So these subleases and also the master lease, which we'll hear a lot about, I think, in the next couple of months. So the 2033 expiration date on this master lease, this was the initial sort of layout of, you know, land terms for the use of Mauna Kea lands for astronomy. That expires at the end of 2033. And in the master lease, the language at least in it says that by 2033, December 31st, 2033, all telescopes on Mauna Kea will need to be removed unless a new lease is agreed upon. So University of Hawaii, the leaseholder in this respect, is in that process. They are wrapping up their environmental impact statement for a new extended lease that will take place after 2033. But that EIS is set to be released early next year. And so I think we'll hear a lot from those who participated in the Aloha Aina March, but also supporters of the 30-meter telescope in this process, because looking at how long it's going to take the current telescopes to, or the current CSO to already get through decommissioning, We know that in order for all these telescopes to go up, you know, to be off the mountain, if that in fact is the case, we'll need that process will need to be started now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my goodness, I know these telescopes didn't come up overnight, but
exactly.
It's taken forever
and
to
it's
take
the same,
them down.
It's going to be the same process in terms of construction because you're going through an environmental assessment. You will need to disrupt the land. Some of the telescopes are in the ground with a lower basement level, and there are questions as to do we remove that or do we just cap it and put land over it. So those are some of the questions going through the minds of those up there on the mountain as we speak. Another concern or sort of maybe myth that we wanted to sort of clarify is the financing and how it's done, because there was a lot of worry that these telescopes might just leave or the funders might just leave and the state and taxpayers will have to pay the brunt of that. But in the 2010 decommissioning plan and in each sub-lessee's plan, each telescope's plan, they are responsible for the finance. Here's Simon's talk about that.
I think the concern is that the telescopes would not provide the funding to be decommissioned, therefore the state would be up to responsible for that, which is absolutely not true. These are large federal institutions like the National Science Foundation or the National Research Council in Canada that are ultimately underwriting the costs for removing telescopes. And each telescope has their own decommissioning funding plan. And at CFHT, for example, ours is a combination of cash reserves. And we happen to own a fairly large piece of valuable property in Waimea where our office is. So what we plan to do is liquidate that asset, and that's worth millions of dollars. And then we'd ultimately have a sort of a skeleton crew and probably rent some space in downtown Waimea and oversee the removal of the facility that way.
So that's just one example of one plan for Canada France is to liquidate their assets if they get to the point where they do need to come off the mountain. On the other side of this, I did get to speak to Kyelo Pishoda. She's in the group of protectors, but also one who has been a long advocate the past 20 years for better management on the Mauna. And back in 2001, she mentioned this in our interview. They came up with a plan called the Temple Report. It was issued to all the to the media, but also to people up on the Mauna and those that are in management positions and decision-making positions. But she had said that in this plan, there was no call for the removal of these telescopes before the end of the master lease.
We were trying to find balance. We're not seeking to hurt the astronomy necessarily, but the proposal had just three things to it. The first was no further development. That's 20, you know, it's more than 20 years ago. The second thing was they need to pay rent. They can't pay only a dollar. And the third was that we needed to have the right holders, the Kanaka Maoli and the public, be the decision makers and remove the bad management. So long story short, that plan is still the people's plan to restore balance and legality to the Mauna.
Right. So just wrapping that up, I think for some of the folks that are on the mountain right now or anti-TMT opponents, so to speak, they are not necessarily wanting these telescopes to come down immediately. They have been willing to, in the past, see through the rest of the master lease, but after that, have them come down.
All right. I know there's a concern because if TMT is actually built, that would be very close to the end of the master lease. And so there are folks that think it's very presumptuous.
Right.
You know, so anyway, lots of issues to work through. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was HPR reporter Ku'uwehi Reishi talking about the plan to decommission the older telescopes on Mauna Kea.